blessing sign, forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessing sign, forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of our series, The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat al-Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Jibreel alayhi salam told me that Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, are you not pleased with the fact that when your follower sends one salat upon you, I would send 10 mercies upon him? And when your follower sends one salam upon you, I would send 10 salam upon him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. That is, the intention of the believer is better than his action. Therefore, let's make some good intention before listening to this episode. You can make the intention that you will listen to this episode till the very end to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will listen to this episode, and whatever you learn from this episode, you will share it with your friends and family. Whenever you hear Sallu alal Habib, you will recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Dawat-e-Islami. In this episode, let's try to learn a little bit about Dawat-e-Islami and its departments. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, verse 104 of Surah Ali Imran, part 4, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and let there be such a group among you that they may invite towards good and command that which is virtuous and prohibit evil. And they are the ones who have attained their goals. Commenting on this verse, a renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he states that, O Muslims, there should be one such movement amongst you, or you have to launch one such movement on permanent basis that calls all the impious people towards righteousness, the unbelievers towards Islamic faith, the transgressors towards piety, the heedless towards awareness, the ignorant towards Islamic knowledge, the reserved ones towards the pleasure of divine devotion, and those in oblivion towards consciousness. Similarly, this movement ought to enforce correct beliefs, good manners and good practices by preaching, by writing physically, forcefully, softly, and a ruler to his subjects strictly. Furthermore, this movement ought to prevent people from false beliefs, ill manners, bad deeds, evil intentions, and evil thoughts by tongue and heart, by writings, and even by force, as per one's authority. The Honorable Mufti Ali Rahmatullah Al-Kawi has further stated, all the Muslims are preachers. It is obligatory for all of them to command people to do righteous deeds and prevent them from evil ones. In other words, every Muslim ought to convey whatever he knows to other Muslims. In favor of this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted the following hadith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, convey on my behalf even if only one verse. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal sent such blessed personalities to the Ummah of His beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who excellently fulfilled the responsibility of calling people towards righteousness and preventing them from misdeeds. These righteous saints have given the Muslims the mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. One of such great personalities is Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah, who launched the Madani campaign of Dawat Islami, a global and non-political movement for preaching the Quran and Sunnah with the help of some of his companions in Karachi in September 1981. He is a symbol of our pious predecessors in attributes like fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, deep devotion to the beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam, zeal and determination for following Quran and Sunnah, and for reviving Sunnah, piety, forgiveness, perseverance, patience, thankfulness, humility, simplicity, sincerity, good manners, absolute disinterest in this world, concern about the protection of faith, ambition to spread religious knowledge and reforming the Muslims. Through the platform of Dawat Islami, he has brought a Madani revolution in the lives of millions of Muslims, especially the young Islamic brothers and sisters. Many sinful youths repented of their sins, adopting a pious way of life. Those previously not offering salah, not only started offering salah, but also progressed even further, becoming the imams of masajid. Disobedient and rude offspring began to respect and obey their parents. Those wandering in the dark valley of kufr, unbelief, were blessed with the light of iman. Those dreaming the beauty of other countries became anxious and desirous of beholding the beauty of the holy Kaaba and the grand green dome of the beloved Medina. Those who used to get worried about their apparently serious looking worldly matters got the Madani mindset of pondering over their afterlife. Those fond of reading romantic and filthy novels got attracted to reading the books and booklets of the scholars of Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah. And those whose aim was just to accumulate the wealth of this world adopted the Madani aim, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and by the benevolence of his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by the blessings of the Prophet's companions and the spiritual link with saints, by the support of Ulama'i Ahl Sunnat and by virtue of Amir Ahl Sunnat's untiring efforts, not only has the Madani message of Dawat Islami, which was founded in Karachi, reached throughout Pakistan, but also in 195 countries of the world, including India, Bangladesh, United Arab Emirates, Sri Lanka, England, Australia, Korea, and South Africa. Efforts for further progress are underway. Alhamdulillahi ala ahsani. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Presently, Dawat Islami is serving Islam. Weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima'at are being held throughout the world at thousands of places. Many preachers with the overwhelming spirit of reforming the Ummah are traveling with Sunnah-inspiring Madani Qaflas, advancing towards the Madani mission. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ae Dawat-e-Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. May Allah bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By his inspiring individual effort, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah trained thousands of Islamic brothers and instilled in them the spirit of striving to reform oneself as well as the people of the entire world. Making individual effort, these Islamic brothers also inspired others towards Islamic teachings, thereby developing a growing process of call towards righteousness. Millions of impious Muslims have become practicing Muslims by commencing regular offering of salah and acting upon sunnahs. Non-Muslims are also embracing Islam in different countries as a result of the efforts of Dawat Islami's preachers. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a Madani Qafla of the devotees of Rasul reached Colombo, Sri Lanka from the global Madani Markaz of Dawat Islami in Karachi. The day when the Madani Qafla was to leave for the district for 30 days, an Islamic brother brought a young non-Muslim to the Amir of the Qafla, describing some aspects of the great character of the noble Prophet ﷺ. The Amir of the Madani Qafla invited the young man to embrace Islam. The young man asked some questions which were answered to his satisfaction, and eventually he embraced Islam by virtue of 1.5 hours long individual efforts. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless all Muslims, including the newly converted ones, with steadfastness in Islam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Following the footsteps of Islamic saints, Amir Ahl al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has also been traveling in the path of Allah since the early days of Dawat Islami. He would travel by bus or train to far-flung and remote areas, villages and cities, where he would sometimes deliver more than one speech in a day. When he used to go to any area in Karachi for delivering a speech or for any other Madani activity, he would often carry his meal, including even salt and drinking water with him, to avoid asking anyone for anything. In the early days, he would often return home at night, walking 5 to 6 kilometers, because the public transport dropped him halfway and he did not have enough money to afford taxi or rickshaw fares. Besides calling people towards righteousness, he would also console the ill, attend funerals near and far, and sincerely comfort the grieved Muslims. By the grace of Allah Almighty, and by the sincere and untiring efforts of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, Dawat-e-Islami has launched a vast process of Madani Qaflas at domestic and global levels. Many Madani Qaflas of the devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam keep traveling from country to country, city to city and town to town for 3, 12 and 30 days and even for 12 and 26 months in order to spread religious knowledge, sunnahs and call towards righteousness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's hear a parable. In 1425 Hijri, that is January of 2005, the Nigran of Dawat-e-Islami's Shura and a few other members traveled in a Madani Qafla to a foreign country. The Qafla went to see a piece of land for the construction of Dawat-e-Islami's Madani Markaz, Faizana Medina. The brothers already present there at the site welcomed them with open arms. Inspired by seeing the glowing faces of the bearded Muslims, the owner of that site, a non-Muslim, came forward to the Nigran of Shura and said, "Please make me a Muslim." He was immediately made to repent of unbelief and to embrace Islam. Islamic brothers were overwhelmed with joy and their chanting, "Allah, Allah," filled the air. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In order to learn more about the blessings of Madani Qaflas and many other Islamic teachings, go to the book Fazana Sunnat Volume 1 and Dawat Islami ki Madani Bahare. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been a desire of Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah that the past glory of our masajid be restored, that is, the Muslims spend their time in masjid worshipping Allah Almighty and making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In addition to the already available masajid, new masajid are also being constructed for this purpose. A majlis named Majlis Khuddam al-Masajid has been established that is rendering its services effectively. There is a constant setup for the construction of masajid. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Several Madani Marakas, namely Faizana Medina, have also been constructed in different countries of the world and many others are under construction with the consent of Dawat-e-Islami's Markazi Majlis al-Shura. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Dawat-e-Islami is a global movement of the devotees of Rasul. The main departments of Dawat-e-Islami include Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Majlis-e Khuddam al-Masajid, Madani Channel, Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat and Darul Madina. Now these departments require billions and billions of rupees to keep running. It's my request to all of you to support Dawat-e-Islami by giving your zakat and sadqat to Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many masajid where the committees cannot properly afford the expenses of the salaries of imams, muazzin and servants. In the well-wishing of these people, Dawat-e-Islami provides financial assistance in the form of salaries. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, 2 or 3 years prior to the establishment of Dawat-e-Islami, Amiri Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah performed i'tikaf alone in Ramadan in Noor Masjid. Next year, two more Islamic brothers performed i'tikaf by virtue of his individual effort. As a result of his persistent efforts and good manners of Amiri Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, the number of mu'takifeen increased every year until it reached 28, attracting people who began to visit these young devotees of Rasul. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the very same year, the bright and brilliant sun of Dawat-e-Islami also rose, and a congregational i'tikaf with 60 mu'takifeen in the righteous company of Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, was held under supervision of Dawat-e-Islami at its first Madani Markaz, Gulzar-e-Habib Masjid, Karachi. This trend of collective i'tikaf has greatly developed now within and outside Pakistan. In the sacred month of Ramadan, 30 days and last 10 days, collective i'tikaf is organized in many masajid all around the world. Thousands of Islamic brothers attend this i'tikaf in which they learn religious knowledge and sunnah besides performing individual worship. Further, many mu'takifeen, that is people who participate in i'tikaf, travel with the Madani Qafla of the devotees of Rasul at the night of Eid al-Fitr. Countless Islamic sisters also perform i'tikaf in their home masjid, that is Masjid-e-Bait, at their houses, where many other Islamic sisters also learn sunnah in the company of mu'takifeen Islamic sisters. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we're listening to different departments and different blessings of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's listen to a few more departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah has stated, students are a precious asset to the country and the future leaders of a nation. If they are trained in Sharia and Sunnah, then divine fear and devotion to the beloved Prophet will prevail everywhere in the society, inshallah. In order to familiarize teachers and students with the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, Madani activities are being performed in educational institutes like religious madaris, schools, colleges, and universities. Countless students attend Sunnah-inspiring istima'at and travel with Madani qaflas. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, several impious students who were fond of worldly sciences have now become regular in Salah and are following Sunnah. Furthermore, Faizan of Quran and Hadith course is also conducted in vacations for the religious training of students. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding our episode, let's listen to some important departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Firstly, Jamiatul Madina. The very first branch of Jamiatul Madina was inaugurated under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami in 1995 at the second floor of Madrasatul Madina's building situated in Karachi. With the passage of time, many other branches of Jamiatul Madina were also opened. Alhamdulillah, now thousands of students are studying in Jamiatul Madina in Pakistan and all across the world. Secondly, Madrasatul Madina. Countless madaris for Hifz and Nazra, namely Madrasatul Madina, have been established. More than 100,000 girls and boys are being taught Hifz and Nazra in these madaris free of charge. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami, thousands of madaris for adults are operated daily, usually after Salatul Isha, in different masajid, where adults learn Quran and supplications with correct pronunciation of Arabic alphabets, correct method of offering Salah, and several other sunnah free of charge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Sallu al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, several Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat have also been established in different parts of Pakistan, where Dawat-e-Islami's muftis and scholars of Ahl Sunnah are busy providing the Muslims with Shari'i guidance. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the message of Islam is being promoted all over the world through the website www.dawatislami.net. I would advise you to visit Dawat Islami's official website. The books of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, and other Islamic scholars published by Maktabatul Madina have reached in the hands of common people in the quantity of millions, spreading and promoting Sunnah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Lastly, I would advise all of you to keep supporting Dawat Islami financially and physically by giving your time and by contributing by giving your zakat and fitrat to Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal give Dawat Islami success, more and more success. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the privilege to stay associated with this beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami till we die. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode and the topic will be Amir Ahle Sunnat and the month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.